Yesterday was a short shiur. Today we have a little more time. Oh, we left off yesterday with a Mar Bishulai.
What page?
On page Mem Beis Mem Gimel. We're on Mem Gimel. So we're still learning the rules. And then we're going to get to the practical cases hopefully soon. Another rule is Toldas Eish. What does Toldas Eish mean? That not only with the Eish itself, I think we mentioned this, not only with the Eish itself is there cooking, right? Where I have a fire burning. But even if I have something which was heated up by the fire, and now I use that to cook something, that's also bishul. So if I have water, I have a pot of water or a pot of chalent that was heated up by the fire and still very hot, and I take it off the fire, so it's no longer on the fire. Or I have a pan which is heated up by the fire and it's not on the fire anymore, and I put something in there which was not cooked yet, and now it gets cooked. That's also Melechas Bishul. Chama v'toldoisa. What's Chama? Chama is the sun. So look at this. Vav. Let's start with Vav. Mutal v'ashul v'shabas edei choym ha-chama. It's mutal to cook with the heat of the sun. Kigoyin la'aniach beitza b'chama. To put a egg in the sun. Shetizbashul that should cook. Ava b'toldas chama. But something which was heated up by the heat of the sun. And is no longer in the sun right now. But to cook the egg in the sand which was heated up by the sun, even though minatar is muta, gazu bezerabana. Vehatam, what's the reason? It's easy, it's easy to mix up the difference between something that was heated up by fire or by sun. Meaning like this. When I'm cooking in the sun itself, with the sun shining down, and I'm cooking in the heat of the sun, so then it's very clear you're using the sun to cook this thing, so people know the difference. Sun is muta, fire is asa. But when I'm working in with a hot pan that was heated up by the sun, people don't know whether this was heated up by the sun or by the fire. And they'll think that's muta to cook on a pan which was heated. Right.
You eat it outside.
What?
You eat it outside?
No, you don't have to eat it outside, but if you're cooking it, where you're cooking it has to be directly in the sun.
If you use like a solar panel to heat up your oven.
Very good, very good. We're going to get to that. It's a very good question. How do we view that? As chama or toldas chama? So now I want to start with a basic question. What is the difference between fire and sun? Why should chama be muta and fire is
us? It's natural. It's there.
It's natural. There.
You can't stop it.
Okay.
Fire you have to make.
Okay, but making the fire is a separate
issue. You're not doing any action.
Let's have a burning fire ready. Unfortunately, we have a burning fire going on.
Via the sun in the Mishkan.
What? Oh, they didn't do it in the Mishkan. Okay.
The fire is changing.
What do you mean? The fire came
out of fire back then.
Fire is not.
Fire came out from the
sun. Sun is not changing food. You're still eating raw meat?
No, the sun's changing the food.
And it's the fire.
Yeah,
fire is also. That's a good question anyways. Why am I ever chayv on bishul? What did I do? I put a pot this, and now what?
No, but you made the fire.
I made the fire, then that's havara. We're doing my bishul here. Right? So that's also a good question, which I don't want to get off tangent into, but what am I doing by bishul? What's my role in bishul? My cooking the food? I put the pot there. The answer is your role in bishul is putting the pot in a place. That's right. Putting something in a place where it's going to get cooked. Okay, so here there's a machlokes between the Igle Tal and Rav Moshe Feinstein in how to understand the difference between the sun and fire. And based on that, the nafkamina is, is it mutter to use a microwave on Shabbos or not?
Yes.
What's the chiluk here? The Igle Tal says that the chilek is because similar to what Gershi was saying, that since in the Mishkan they use fire, so in the world of the Torah, fire is bishul, and sun is not bishul. It's more of a din. And also because the teitzah, lemais, if you ever cook something in the sun, it does not taste, the texture and the taste is not the same. It's different. It's a different cooked item between fire and the sun. There are differences in it. What?
The assumption of the guy looking at the side thinking that you...
No, I'm not. I'm going now on the Dereisa. Back to the Dereisa with sun itself. The sun itself. So the Igletal is learning that the outcome of a something which was cooked by the sun is different than what was cooked by fire. Fundamentally different.
Same outcome, though.
It's not. You'll see the texture is different, the taste is different, it's not the same. Therefore, the Torah considered Bishul Dafka with fire and not with the sun. Rav Moshe, listen to the other Tzar, Rav Moshe says, it's totally in Derech. Derech. Since the Derech to cook is with the sun, since the Derech is to cook with fire, therefore the Torah acid fire. Sun is not the Derech. Who cooks in the sun? You have to be weird to do that. So even though, says Ramesha, even though, it's not going to come out the way you want. Even though, not the Derech is us, the Drabanan, by all other malachas, you can't start flipping the light on with the back of your hand. Right? So normally not the Derech is, right? Shina is not Mutter. Shina is us, the Drabanan. So why am I saying, because it's not the Derech, it's Mutter? He says, because over here, it's so not the Derech, that no one does it normally, that it's not even in the gather of not the derech, right? Sometimes you flip the light on with the back of your hand. But this is so not the derech. Says Rav Moshe in that tshuva, a very interesting tshuva, you have to know if the metzias is correct or not, but he says, to cook in a microwave on Shabbos is an issa deraisa. Why? He says, because it's the derech to cook in a microwave. Says even though, when he was writing the tshuva, he says, even though now, you don't see it so much, but the day is going to come where everyone will have a microwave in the house and they will cook in microwaves. That's your right. Yeah, that's your right. But according to the Igletal, it's mutter. Why? Because according to Igletal, the difference between Arachama is Ar is fire, and that's what they use, that's what they did in the Mishkan, and that's what that the microwave is electricity. It's micros.
It's microwaves.
It's currents going back and forth, back and forth. That from the speed of it, it creates a heat. It's a whole different heat also. You can have a piece that's hot over here and cold over here by microwave. Fire heats up the whole thing. The texture is also right. You have a cook in it. So now, again, you can have electricity problem turning on the microwave, you'll have. But if you somehow have the microwave on a Shabbos clock, and it goes on by itself, and then you put the food... So that's the problem.
Again, you have to deal
with all these other problems of lights.
And all Shabbos microwave.
But Ramayshal, that's not that. Now, you could argue with the Matzias of Ramayshal and say there never came the day that everyone cooks in a microwave. And even that, some people do, some people don't.
I don't have a microwave.
See? He doesn't have.
It's dangerous.
See?
It kills his cancer.
That's right. So then.
If you put plastic.
You stick
you go to Hamas Sadat? For sure. You ever ate one time in your life in Hamas Sadat?
You're getting way more cancer stuff from there than you're eating.
Okay, so halacha l'mice, if you're able to figure out a way how to do without any other isurim, then theoretically. So to give you a mashal, a chayla. Let's say someone has a chayla in the house, and for some reason the chayla needs. Needs hot water. And we have a choice here. And talking about a chayla, we're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. We have a choice to heat up the water in the microwave or to heat up in the with the hot water kettle.
If you had
a situation where the microwave was already set up that there's no other isurim of electricity, theoretically, but over here we have a machlek.
You're pressing the button.
No, I'm saying even if it's usher, according to Moshe, it's all drabbanos.
Moshe.
Even then, it's the only drabbanos.
Say, but according to Igletal, it's mutter.
It's mutter.
Right, so the bishul is mutter.
If you come up that, everyone's using microwave.
Why?
Because what are you worried about? That the lights can go on?
What do you mean? So according to the Igletal, it's not Bishul. It's not Bishul. You didn't do Bishul.
Yeah, the light going on and all the electricity is only
there. Okay, but still, you don't want to be over there about it. But what I mean to say is that if I had a choice, it's a Bishul, then that would be bad. Okay. Another practical example that comes up about Chama, and this is a big discussion here in Eretz Yisrael, because... And I think in America now it's beginning also a lot. Solar boilers. solar boilers. My hot water is not an electric boiler. You have the solar panels on the roof, which collects the heat, and the water gets heated up by the sun. So there's a long discussion, maybe not for now, is that water chama or toldas chama? How do we view it? So Hartzvi, or Tzvi Pesach Frank, held that it's considered chama, and therefore that water that's heated up by the solar boiler, by the solar panels, is mutter to use on Shabbos. It was heated up a heter. The shower is a different needle, which we'll have to learn also later in this parak about washing your whole body. But beside the water, you're right, it's mutter. And what's interesting is the Shmir Shlomo Zalman held also that the water is mutter. The Shmir Shabbos, in his first printing in Tavshin Chavav, I think it was, or maybe earlier, he wrote there straight out that you're allowed to use the hot water from the solar boiler. And at the time, I think it was Rav Vosner, who gave a haskama to it, and then found out that he wrote it, pulled his haskama off the sefer, and many other Paiskim at the time were very upset at it. It could be they were upset about some other psachim also, but they pulled their haskama off.
What else?
That's where you have to get a hold of that old one. That's where the secrets are. As the
Rabbi Haslam?
Editions came.
Well, he took away his Ethereum?
I had one. What?
As they went
no,
on.
So he had to, certain things, you know, it creates a commotion. You know, don't want to turn into the controversial.
Rabbi Haslam of the ones?
I had one once. I had it from my father. I don't know. But, anyway, so Bekitzer, this is one of those tumults. So what a lot of Paiskin Paskin nowadays here in Eretz Yisrael is that if there's a need, let's say for a baby, the baby you have to clean the baby on Shabbos, or what? It's again, it's a big machlek. It's between Paiskin. No, showers are a separate discussion because you wash the whole body. But let's say you have to wash the baby's dirty. You have to wash more. You can't use cold water in the middle of the winter. Oh, but there's no solar in the middle of the winter either.
There's always sun.
There's always sun, you're right, but it doesn't get hot enough.
I thought the solar panels all caused electricity. The solar panels connect something else that turns the lights.
So that's something else. And they hook it up with LED and all that. But that I'm talking about now purely just solar boiler for water, where there's no electricity. That's right. There's no electricity at all. I'll bring you in another picture of how it works. Okay, I'll show you a picture.
A solar panel oven.
So again, if it clicks on electricity, that's another problem. But if it's purely solar, it uses the heat only?
What's Rebbe Shita?
I don't know either. Invent it. You'll make money.
What is the Rav hold?
I think Rav Sam Polinsky was once... Maybe he did. He was getting a solar panel out of Sunda, and his lights will be attached to it. So then it'll generate electricity, and then he won't have to pay an electric bill. I mean, he was explaining to me once, a few years ago.
Maybe you could do this?
What?
Do you remember when you bought
the
panels?
With the hot water?
Yeah.
But, again, you have to be careful. You have to know if it's a solar boiler or electric boiler. Okay. Okay, let's just see one more paragraph here. Zayin. B'mashaych Bishol. Not on everything is bishul. Rak b'dvar shemishtabchim ayde bishul. Things that become better through the bishul. Avdvar shemishtabchim klali ayde bishul. But things that get ruined, kigoyin elu peir shem toivim b'li bishul. Ain't kan isatayra b'bishul. No isatayra. Kamokim pam yeshmem isim midrabanim. Meaning, certain fruits which when you cook it, it gets not good.
Peach.
Or it's just not as good. Nowadays, I don't know if we have any rules. Everything ends up in the salad nowadays, right?
Not cooked.
You're allowed to cook. Aaron Leib used to eat boiled apples.
Boiled potatoes.
potatoes? I spoke Shua Shana, who was in Shul Esmad. I ate from your grandfather. He stayed by him in America.
Yeah.
He said boiled apples.
Sure.
I'll find out.
Because I always heard he ate exact amount of boiled potatoes that he needed.
For breakfast.
But anyways, boiled apples, people cook apples. It's called baked apples.
Yeah, but that's not really...
Not it's boiled, whatever.
Yeah, it's a different... Compote. It's a totally different thing.
Yeah, compote. It's all
compote. Compote.
He did it, his wasn't
compote. Okay.
Compote.
You have to reach a certain age to appreciate it. I'm getting there. Okay. Here we go. Okay, mayim. Oh, mayim is an interesting chiddush, right? Because you drink a cup of water. Yeah, you can drink a cup of water. So what am I doing when I boil the water?
You know, worse.
I'm not making worse, but I'm not. Am I making it better? The teretz is that cold water and hot water are two different cheftzes, right? If you want, if I give you chicken soup that's cold, what is this? A cold tea, right? But yeah, but it's that's hot. What?
Same.
Okay, so hot water also. Someone who wants hot water, it's two different things. What?
You're not making it better?
Yes, so therefore it's continuing making it better.
It's the texture of it. There's no taste difference.
Even though there's no change in the texture. Even though the Igle Tal says, based on the scientists, that when you boil water, the water changes. It's a whole different scientist now. There's argue with that. But the mice, it's Andre Hefza. That sounds good, no? The Igle Tal was the Sachet Shava who wrote he was a Sachet Shava Rebbe who was the father of Shema Mishmol, which you probably heard of. He wrote Sefer Igle Tal and the Lama Tes Malachas. When you're learning Lama Tes Malachas, so there are three fundamental Sfarim on the Lama Tes Malachas. Now there's hundreds. On the Lama Tes Malachas, I'm saying. So you have the Igle Tal, who gathered together all the different sugyas in different places, and then he has his Paidusha Tairei afterwards, because he was a Paidusha. And then you have the Mechas Chinuch, who also made a beautiful Chibra on the Lama Tes Malachas, gathering all the different sugyas. And then you have the Kakelas HaShabbos. In the beginning of the Yochanan Ba'i's Mishnayis, the Old Time Mishnayis, so the Tiferes Yisrael wrote something called Kakelas HaShabbos, also a likud of all the different gemaras on the Lama Tes Malachas. So the Igle Tal is a very used sefer when it comes to Lama Tes Malachas. Yeah.